I still can come up with some voice.
但是我祷告，希望我的声音还是能够说出来，还是有声音的。
So you may be, you may need some patience to listen to me this morning.
请大家就耐心的听吧。
Okay, today's topic is Jesus' commitment position tested to reveal hypocrites.
今天的题目就是主的诫命立场被检验，显明假冒为善的人。
In Mark chapter 12, verse 28 to 40.
Mark 福音十二章二十八到四十节。
Verse 28 says, one of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important?
二十八节，有一个文士来听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说：“诫命中是哪一个，哪是第一要紧的呢？”耶稣回答说：“第一要紧的。”
Over here, if we don't really go through the process how this question brought up, we may ignore that teacher's attitude.
如果我们这里在这一段，我们如果前面没有好好的看经文的话，我们很可能会把这个对这个文士的态度有一个错误的判断。
This very teacher of law, he was watching the debating between Jesus and all those people try to bring up challenging question.
那我们这个文士，当这个耶稣在回答这些所谓的撒都该人这些宗教领袖的。这个问题的时候的时候，在一旁很注意的在听。
And you can tell that this is the very last person to start to speak.
那我们知道，这是他们安排好，是最后的一个来询问、质询耶稣的人。
Usually among a group, you always wait who is the last one to speak, and that one must be who is in charge.
那我们知道，最后一个出声的人往往是这个最等于是他们领袖人物了。
And he watching them debating, and then he found that Jesus was the champion.
然后他在一旁观察他们这个辩舌战，然后就发现耶稣的确是非常是把他们都说下去了，等于耶稣的赢家。
And then after Jesus revealed that he was a winner, then this teacher started to bring up his own question.
当他已经看出来耶稣是一个大赢家的时候，他就把他自己问题提了出来。
And later you will find out what his attitude or his position to ask this question.
待会我们会发现他的真正的目的，他的真正的想法是什么。
Of course, his question is simple. Of all the commandments, which is the most important?
那他的问题是一个很说起来很简单，其实也很重要一个问题，就是诫命中哪一个是最要紧的呢？
Actually, at that time, Jews, they got 613 commandments collectively.
那我们当时的犹太人，他们一共有613条所谓的他们这传统所谓的诫命。
We knew that Moses only gave how many commandments to Israel? Only 10, right?
知道摩西只给了十个诫命，对不对？
But through the 2,000 years, theycontinue to accumulate more and more, and until Jesus' time is about 613 commandments.
所以到后来就是继续不断的两千年以来继续不断加添加添，到最后在耶稣的时候就变成有613条之多。
And then Jesus replied, "The most important one is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
耶稣回答说：“第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主，我们上帝是独一的主。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength。”
三十节，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你们的神。
The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
其次就是说要爱人如己，没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
The first two verses came from Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy.
前面两节经文是从这个生命记里面出来的。
And the last part is from the Leviticus.
后面一条是从这个利未记出来的。
So Jesus actually summarized into these two commandments.
所以耶稣等于把这两个经句做一个总讲。
And then the teacher of law replied, "Well said, teacher," he said to Jesus, "You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him."
那文士对耶稣说，夫子，神是一位，的确实在不错，除了他以外，再没有别的神了。
To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself,is most important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.
三十三节，并且尽心、尽智、尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和各样祭祀好得多。
When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dare ask him any more questions.
耶稣见他回答的有智慧，就对他说：“你离神的国不远了。”从此以后，没有人敢再问他什么。
If we pay attention what the teacher of law said, you will find out that he did some work about that.
如果我们小心谨慎的看这个文士说的话的话，我们知道它里面是有些蹊跷的。
He condensed.What Jesus said, with all your soul and with all your mind, into with all your understanding. So he condensed it.
我们看到在三十节，耶稣说你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你们的神。但是这个文士口里讲出来，变成一种精缩版，他把它精深说，你们要了解明白神。
And then he add.Is more important than all burning offerings and sacrifice from Book of Samuel.
然后他又把这个撒母耳记的书拿出来抽出来讲这一段说，这样的话要比一切的燔祭和各样祭祀要好得多。
See, apparently this guy is very, very well about the Bible, right?
那么这个人，这个对圣经的确是非常的了解，非常的精通啊。
He may have spent lots of effort reading the scripture. At that time, it's called Old Testament.
那他一定是在这个所谓的旧约圣经，当时的经文就所谓旧约圣经里面花了不少的功夫，下了很大的功夫哦。
Many scholars at that time, they couldn't even come up with those two greatest commandments, but Jesus revealed to them.
在当时所谓的很多所谓的知名之士所谓的文士里面有很多人没有办法讲出这个这两段话出来的。
But this teacher of law watching them debating and then until Jesus pop up became the winner and then he brought up his question to Jesus and then after Jesus answered then he showed that I got more for you I know even better than you.
所以这个文士就是这个最后的一棒了，最厉害的一棒，就在旁边默默的观察以后，觉得耶稣很厉害，把他们那些人都舌战群儒都讲下去以后，他就抬出他一个这个最大的一个问题，然后还给他加以发挥，表示说：“你看，我懂得比你还要更多、哦。”我还加了后面一条。
He acted like an umpire or referee in a debating, and then he can evaluate or assess.How well Jesus' spiritual level or his theology?
So he's like a tournament in a judge, like he's a judge's position, and then by Jesus' words, he rated him a bit, and then he gave his own perspective, like giving Jesus' words like a grade of difference.
Somehow he showed himself superior to Jesus.
Then he finally showed himself superior to Jesus.
He can bring up critics and comments.
他不但能够评，还能够论。
So this is his attitude.
这就是他的态度。
Apparently, he is very knowledgeable.
我们知道他是一定很有学问的。
So we need to look into Jesus, how his response.
我们就看看耶稣的反应是什么。
See, most of us, if I don't like this person, whatever this person said or did, I just reject them all.
我们一般人的反应是说, 如果我不喜欢这个人的话, 不管他讲什么, 对或错的, 我们都完全的, 否决。
But listen here, Jesus actually gave a good remarks about this teacher of law.
但是你看耶稣这里, 反而称赞这个文士。
You are not far from the kingdom of God.
哦,他说你离神的国不远了。
Would that be a good compliment?
这是不是一个好的赞美之词呢?
Have you ever heard your pastor talk about that about you?
你的牧师有没有对你讲话,哦,你离神的国不远了。
Well, that is from Jesus. Could you imagine that? You know?
你可以想象这是神耶稣的口里讲出来的赞美之词吗?
You are not far from the kingdom of God.
你离神的国不远了。Did
he enter the kingdom of God?
那他这个文士有没有进入神的国呢?
Did he?
有没有呢?
You are not far from the kingdom of God, but has he entered the kingdom of God?
你离神的国不远了,这表示他有进去呢,还是没有进去呢?
Was he in the kingdom of God?
他是不是已经在神的国里呢?
The answer is no.
当然这个回答是很明确的一个,
but that is very encouraging.
但是这已经够激励的了。
See, Jesus looked at what he said, because that teacher of law, what he said quoted directly from the scripture.
因为意思是看他是从这两句话是从这个圣经里面直接引用出来的。
And where the origin of the scripture?
是这个圣经的这个起源呢?
It's from God, right?
从神来的。
So he honored what God said, even though came from this very proud teacher of law.
所以是即使这个这句话是从这个非常骄傲的一个文士口里说出来，但是因为他的起源是从神，所以因为他还尊荣神的话，所以耶稣还是称赞他。Maybe you
can remember when Jesus talked about those scribes and Pharisees.
那也许你还记得当耶稣讲的那些文士跟这个法利赛人的时候。He
talked about their hypocrite.
他批评他们的所谓的他们是一些虚伪的人。
But you know, when Jesus said, you need to listen to them, what they said.
但是耶稣又讲了一句很有意思的话，但是你们要听他们的话。
Because their teaching is coming from the scripture.
因为他们教训的是从圣经里面出来。
Even though they are hypocrite.
所以他们自己的行为是这个假冒为善的。
But what they use, the material, is from the Bible. He honored what God said.
但是他们教训的源头是神的话。
So Jesus saw him answer wisely. He said, you are not far from the kingdom of God.
所以是因为他回答得很有智慧，耶稣就说你离神的国不远了。But
we know that he was not in the kingdom of God.
但我们知道他并没有在神的国里面。So
now we need to think about what his lack of.
那我们就要开始想说，那这个人到底还缺欠什么呢?
He is well educated of the Bible.
这个人在圣经方面知识是非常的深的。He can
even condense what Jesus said and even put or add more comment to make it even more, more content.
他甚至可以把耶稣话做一个总讲，再加上一些新的内容。Have
you ever met this type of people in the church?
你们在教会有没有遇到这样类似这样的人物呢?
They know a lot about the Bible.
哦，他们圣经知识非常的多。You
are not able to really debate with them.
你跟他们更是没得辩的。Because
whatever you say, they quote directly from the Bible, and then you are done.
然后你一开口，他们就可以把那个圣经的话直接引用出来，然后你就已经落下败下阵来了。Okay,
let's see what he is lack of.
那么看一下这个文士到底他缺乏的是什么。Verse
35, while Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he asked, how is it that the teachers of the law say that the Christ is the son of David?
第35节，耶稣在殿里教训人，就问他们说：“文士怎么说基督是大卫的子孙呢？”
David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, 'Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.
大卫被圣灵感动说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
David himself called him Lord. How can then he be his son? The large crowd listened to him with delight.
大卫既称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？众人都喜欢听他。
Is it a very easy understood verses?
这句经文好不好，容不容易明白呢？
Actually, Jesus quoted directly from Psalm of David.
那我们知道耶稣是直接从诗篇里面，大卫所作的诗篇里面提出这个经文的。
Because at Jesus' time, the teacher of law telling people that Messiah will come from David descendant.
因为在耶稣那个时代，这些所谓的文士、这些宗教理性们就告诉百姓们说，弥赛亚是要从大卫那个根里面出来的。
So David talk about the law.Actually, coming from his descendant.
So, 这里在讲，这里大卫讲说，他的这个弥赛亚居然是从他的子孙里面出来。
So, there is some conflict there.
这是不是有些矛盾之处呢？
If he is the Lord, he should be much, much, much earlier than you exist, your existence.
So, 这个如果是主的话，他的存在应该是要比你早很早以前。
How can he became your descendant? That means after you.
那他又怎么可能在你之后变成你的子孙呢？
What the teachers of the law lack of is this.
那这个文士，这个所谓的很有学问，这个文士他缺欠的就是这一点。
Because he couldn't figure out what that means.
因为他在这点上他搞不清楚。
Even though he can memorize, very familiar with the scripture, he even can analyze or conclude or summarize the scripture, but he is still lack of this.
他即使他可以能够把圣经的经文背诵如流，而且甚至可以做一些讲解分析等等，但是他在这点上他还是不明白。
Because in the Bible, what the center is.Jesus.
因为圣经里面主要的中心人物是耶稣。
The Messiah.
弥赛亚。
And when the Messiah, he himself, stood right in front of this teacher of the law, what happened? He could not even recognize him.
所以当这个弥赛亚活活的站立在这个文士的面前的时候，什么事情发生呢？他居然不认识这个弥赛亚。
Jesus mentioned about we diligently study the scripture because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. 圣经说，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。 This is the problem for many, many seekers, especially those devoted seekers for the Christ.
这里就是所谓的很多这个寻求主的这些信徒的一些问题所在，特别是那个就是很专心的很想要追求主的人，就是他们往往是只是追求这些圣经上面的知识，而没有到主的面前来。
And that is a problem for our spiritual growth.
这就是我们属灵生命一个障碍的最大一个障碍，最大的一个问题。
I dare to say that if Jesus is inside our congregation, we, including myself, may reject him.
我容我大胆的做一个假设，如果耶稣今天就在我们当中的话，我想包括我自己在内，有可能会拒绝他。
See, actually Jesus is inside us.
其实耶稣就在我们中间呢。
Maybe he revealed himself through a brother or a sister.
也许他透着一个弟兄或是透着一个姐妹显露出来呢。
Maybe he used this brother to speak for him.
也许他用这位弟兄来替他传达他的信息呢，话语呢。
And then we look at this brother. He got not a big deal role in the church.
那我们看这个弟兄说，这个弟兄在教会里面好像不是什么很了不起的人物呢？
Maybe a little sister, she served in the church in a very low profile.
也许我看到一个姐妹们，她就是在那边默默，好像不没有惹人注意的在那边服侍主。
Jesus led this little sister to reveal himself.
那主就是借着这位姐妹来显露她自己的。
But we may ignore her.
但是我们可能就是对他不重视。
Jesus actually revealed in our church, but we need to be very cautious.
其实耶稣在处处都在他我们教会里面显露他自己，所以我们必须要非常的小心。
I told you many times that I was so scared about those newborn Christian words.
我跟大家提过很多次了，我对于所谓的新的基督徒、新的信徒，讲的话，我会有一些警戒心的。
Because I knew they are in purity, and they are very simple mind toward Jesus. Jesus may use them to speak to me.
因为他们是非常纯良的，就是在耶稣面前就好像一个纯良的孩子一样，所以耶稣就很可能靠着他们来说一些对我说一些话。所以我非常的谨慎，非常的小心。
And that is this teacher of law lack of.
这就是这个所谓的文士他所欠缺的这一点。
See the Jesus is even mentioned about David speaking by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣也提过说，这个大卫是靠着圣灵，就受了圣灵的感动说这个话。
So actually, if you want to understand what the Bible said, the only way is through the Holy Spirit guidance. Then you will be able to really understand even a little bit about the Scripture.
So, 你真的要了解神的话语的话，你就一定要靠着这个圣灵来带领你，然后你或许能够有所那么一点的光亮光。
So we can tell that.We may very much admire that teacher of law, even he is in our church today. We will respect him without a doubt.
So, if we have such a teacher in our church today, I think everyone will respect him very much.
But he's still so close, but so far away from our Lord.
But he still lacks just a little bit, just this little bit, just a little bit.
Verse 38, as Jesus taught, Jesus said, Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted in marketplaces.
38节，耶稣在教训之间说，你们要防备文士，他们好穿长衣游行，喜爱人在街市上问他们的安。
Now Jesus kind of full-blown attack againstThe teacher of law now, you can see.
Oh, 现在耶稣就给他们在这些文士啊、这些律师啊、这些宗教领袖来一个这个全面的攻击。
He said that they love to wear flowing robes.
他说他们好穿长衣游行。
Because then they will be very easy to identify in the public.
因为当你穿一个很飘逸的长袍的时候，在公众场所大家很容易看到你。
Would you like to see your pastor wear something very unique? Maybe a mile away, you can recognize me.
你希不希望看到一个牧师穿着打扮，就是你从很远就看到他了。
But they love it.
他们就很喜欢这样在穿着上就是显示自己的地位。
And also, even sometimes the tone where they speak is different from other people.
他们就是讲话的这个语气语调也跟别人不一样。
And they enjoy the greeting from the marketplace.
他们就喜欢在这个公共场所、这个街上有人给他们问安。
They love to receive those flattering or even exaggerated marks about themselves.
所以你给他恭维的越厉害，他就越高兴。
People may talk to them, say, "Almighty Lord is pleased with your devotion."
哦，伟大的神啊，对你的这个忠诚度啊，非常非常的喜爱。
That's why He blessed your family with prosperity.
所以神啊，就把一切的福气都加添在你一个家人身上。
They just enjoy this type of conversation.
他们一听到这个就是心花怒放。
Especially in the marketplace.
特别是在这个公共场所这个所谓的这个街市上。
In verse 39, and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquet.
39, 又喜爱会堂里的高位，宴席上的首座。
They surely love the spiritual arena.
他们在这个属灵的场所之中，他们 也非常喜欢这个坐高位、显高位的。
And they thought in the spiritual arena, they can work it out to climb the ladder to the top.
所以他们认为在这个所谓这个属灵的场所里面，他们可以一步一步，可以步步高升。
They are all looking for those highest seat in the synagogue.
在这会堂里面就是要坐那个所谓的第一位、高位。
The first time I came to this church building,
我第一次来我们教会的时候，
I noticed there are four seats here.
我注意到我们后面有四个椅子。
I really wonder who's going to sit there.
我在想，谁会坐在那后面四个椅子？
That is still my question.
我到现在还在问说，这四把空的椅子到底谁在坐？
I dare not to get there.
我是不敢去坐那个位置的。
And furthermore, they love the places of honor at banquet.
然后他们也喜欢在这个宴席上做这个首席。
Wow, they're not only looking for spiritual arena, they're also looking to this secular arena too.
不但在属灵的场合，在这个一般的场合也都是要坐高位的。
They just enjoy that kind of atmosphere.
他们就是在那边喜欢这一套东西就对了。
But what they have done all are phony.
但他们这一套都是一些表面的假象。
Yet there is one thing very true.
但是有一样事情是非常正确的。
Verse 40, they devour widows' houses.
第四十节，他们侵吞寡妇的家产。
And this is real.
这是真的哦。
No phony at all.
一点都不假。
They target at those helpless widow and orphan.
他们就是针对这些很无助的寡妇啊，或者孤儿寡母之类的。
And abuse or manipulate their weakness and gain the sympathy from them.
然后利用他们的这些弱处来取得他们的信任、同情。
And to satisfy their greed.
然后就是来满足他们自己的贪欲。
And furthermore, they would love to have a show make lengthy prayers.
然后另外他们就假意做很长的祷告。
You can notice that I always try to shorten my prayer.
你大概注意了，我的祷告都不会太长。
I would not like to fall into this category.
因为我不想像这样变成像这个样子。
Such men will be punished.Most severely.
这些人要受更重的刑罚。
See, this person is so much knowledge about the Bible.
但我们看这个人在这个圣经上的学问真的是非常的高深的。
But we'll get the severe punishment.
但是会最后要受更重的刑罚。
Sometimes we thought we are okay, we are doing fine.
有时候我们就自问就说我还可以了。
But we didn't know we may fall into the cliff. This is a word very popular today.
我们现在有个字眼很流行的就是悬崖啊，经济悬崖，对不对？很可能我们自己就要掉入这个悬崖。
Paul said, "We know that we all have knowledge, but without Christ, knowledge inflates us with pride."
这你有中文吗？
我们都知道，我们都有知识。但是知识呢，如果没有耶稣基督在你的心中的话，知识只有能使人骄傲。And also we learn from Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. 耶和华，认识，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。See, this teacher of law,Even Jesus stood right in front of him, and he could not recognize him.
那这位所谓很有智，这个知识学问很高深的文士，当主耶稣站在他面前的时候，他认不出来，这就是弥赛亚。
So, with only knowledge, but not Christ dwell inside and guide you, then we may fall into this alley.
所以如果没有这个主耶稣在住在我们里面的话，我们很可能就是踏入这个同样的一个境界，像这个文士的一样。
They look but not see.
他们看是看了，但是看不到。
They learn but not comprehend.
他们学是学了，但是他们学不会。
They talk but not walk.
他们只是说不会做。
They are two persons in one.
他们就所谓的两面人。
They act outside, but not from inside.
他们只是表面上一个很虚伪的面目，但是里面却是完全不是那一回事。
Lady, you can be vicious tigress at home, but you can be a meek sheep at church.
姐妹们，你在家里很可能是一位很有威力的牧师，在教会很可能像一个很可爱、很羞什么
母老虎啊，
母老虎啦，家里是母老虎啦，教会里是个小绵羊啦，就对了啦。
You may get all the foul words outside the church building, but when you come into the church, you say hallelujah.
你可能在外面就是一个暴君式的人物，但是一来到教会就是 hallelujah.
You can be one person in Las Vegas and the other person in Irvine.
你看看，在拉斯维加斯一个人，到了埃尔曼又变成另外一个人。
You can be one person right in front of your pastor, and behind him you will be totally different person.
你在牧师面前是一个样子，牧师后面就是另一个样子。
But you know, in front of God, there is no two person.
但在神面前你是无所遁形的，你就是你。
So this teacher of law, even though he got all the knowledge.From the Bible.
所以这个文士，他即使有圣经里所有的学问、所有的知识
，But he is so, even though Jesus said you are not far from the kingdom of God.
耶稣甚至赞美他说：“你离神的国不远了。”
And this little gap, you need to allow Jesus to fill in.
所以就是差这么一点点的这个空隙，你需要许多的耶稣。才能把它填满。
Once Jesus inside you and work from inside of you, then all the knowledge become blessing.
所以当耶稣能够从你的里面来做工的时候，你所有的学问就转换为祝福。
Without him, all the knowledge became curse.
如果没有他的话，在里面的话，所有的知识变成一种咒诅。
Let's go to the Lord.
我们来祷告。